You are listening to KM. And right now we have Pandemic Steel Band one half.
Half of Pandemic Steel Band.
Half of Pandemic Steel. One whole half. Yes. It's hard to get 10 people in here, especially last minute.
Let alone with the instruments. I don't even think 10 of us without instruments could fit in here.
Yeah, looking around, I don't think we could pull it off.
Well, usually we extend it out into the outer room if we need to. Yeah, so it's possible.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe one day we'll figure this out. But for now, you're stuck with us. This is what you get.
Well, you guys have a show tonight at Humbrews.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this the first time you played at Humbrews with this incarnation of...
I guess it is. I think we played there with... Steel Standing, maybe, but I don't think Pandemic has played there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this will be fun.
Many people in Pandemic Steel Band were in Steel Standing beforehand.
Yes.
That's correct.
Most of us were.
70%.
Most of us, yeah. So we basically, after Steel Standing split up, for those of you who know what Steel Standing was, we sort of had to reconfigure and figure out how to make it work with the pans that we had available, like Matt. Matt Norman, who plays say hi, Matt.
Hi, everyone.
That's Matt. He plays tenor pans, and before he was playing chili pans. We had to sort of reconfigure everybody and make it work.
Okay, sweet. Right on. How did you guys get into playing pans? I think it's a really cool thing.
Most of us, actually everyone in the group except for Drew, started out in the Humboldt State Calypso band studying with Dr. Eugene Novotny, and he really likes this music and has an infectious personality, so he's gotten tons of people totally hooked on this, and we were just fortunate enough to put together some sort of our own little spin on it.
I think it's pretty cool because looking around the room, we all come from completely different places around the country. I'm from South Dakota, Drew's from Vermont, Jake's from Maine. Dan's from Chicago /Seattle.
And I'm from the Bay Area, yeah. California.
And so, you know, at Humboldt State University, it's like kind of that crossroads of people our age where we're all, you know, coming to a new place to go to school. And myself and I think a lot of the other people in the group had never had any experience with steel pan until we got to HSU. And from then on... playing with the Calypso band was, you know, just a super inspiring experience. And so we just couldn't get enough. So we want, you know, all of us wanted to play more of this music in the community setting and bring this music into different gigs in the community and stuff.
Well, I love steel drums. Steel drums are awesome. And I think more people should be totally excited about them. I was introduced by them. And I just asked you guys about Ellie Minette, who was at my hometown in Morgantown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For a long time in West Virginia.
Yeah. Pan legend.
Pan legend.
Yeah. I think he's actually like 89 or 90 years old now, still living.
Yeah. Still kicking.
Doing his thing.
I wasn't sure. I know he was pretty getting up there in years. He lived in the Westover part of Morgantown. I don't know if he still does. I haven't lived there in a couple years.
Well, yeah, the art form is so new that the people who were the pioneers and saw it at the beginning are still alive, or a lot of them are. And I had experience with steel pan, like, you know, seeing some community groups in Maine, actually. And, you know, I thought of it as very gimmicky and like they're playing, you know, like under the sea and stuff, you
That's
know.
That's like the Freebird wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. People need to stop that association between under the sea stop and pan music. Stop yeah.
It. Well, the history of the instrument is really cool. It's neat. Do any of you well versed in it? Because I'd just be speaking from memory and it'd be.
Yeah, well, you know, kind of the way the story goes, actually. The island nation of Trinidad and Tobago was under British colonial rule for a period of time. And, you know, the Africans were basically enslaved. And to kind of chop up the culture because they were trying to suppress, you know, the African people, they passed this law called the Peace Preservation Act, which made it illegal to play any skin drums, make any skin drums, or own any skin drums.
Because music is rebellion.
Yeah,
you gotta oppress the culture. Rabble-rousers.
So after that point, they started taking the rhythms of the music they were playing and playing it on basically pieces of garbage or whatever scrap metal items they could find.
And it, like a loophole in the law, yeah, they're just looking for...
Well, it's not skin, so we can play on metal. And then in a really short period of time, it went from literally banging on like tin cans and brake drums and, you know, pots and pans.
Buckets, yeah.
To they discovered that with the right tension, you can actually get a tone out of the metal. And so it went from 2 pitches to 4 pitches to 8 pitches. And then in a period of about 20 years, it turned into this whole orchestra of, you know, tenor, like kind of tenor, alto, baritone, and bass sections and a full orchestra
utilizing 20 years, oil barrels as the as the material. That's what all
and they all pans. Look totally like different, the pans, like the and stuff. Yeah, I was first introduced to tenor pans, which we actually have a tenor pan in here right now. It's exciting.
Shall I?
Do you want to play something?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Come on, you have to clap.
Hey,
but now amplify that by 10 in different pitches. And
right. Oh, yeah, that is a segment of... Is that Plylarga?
Plylarga,
yeah. Yeah, we'll come to Humbrews tonight to hear the whole
rest of
that. That's just a taste of the...
Yeah, a little taste.
Who is this that you're playing with?
Tim Bata.
Oh, yes, Tim Bata. Big shout out to Tim Bata. Right. Yeah. That's a huge honor playing with them because... Eugene Novotny, Howard Kaufman, David Peñalosa, basically the percussion teachers who are affiliated with the university.
Oh, then that'll be really cool.
Yeah, we're getting to play shredders. I'm getting to play with all the people who've taught me, and you know, yeah, it's a big honor for
to
have them actually want to play with us. You know, that's really cool.
Wow, that's
yeah. So actually, Eugene Novotny, our teacher, the leader of the HSU Calypso band, will be playing steel pan and Tim Bata, along with you
get two different pan
band stuff
context.
Going on.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool. That's super cool. And it's is it like $5?
$10.
$10. Okay.
Music at 10:00. Yeah, I'm stoked. Should be fun.
$10 at 10:00. That's
$10,
$10. What else do you need to do?
Since we're talking about 10 and 10, we'll put out this date too. On April 30th is the 30th anniversary concert of the HSU Calypso Band.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is a lot of people coming back to play on that?
Yeah, I mean, this semester we have over a 50-piece steel band orchestra, and we're actually bringing a couple guest artists.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, some professional, like, super high-level Trinidad musicians. And I don't know. Some of these guys have actually played with Liam Teague and Clifford Alexis in the previous anniversary concerts. So I don't know if you guys want to talk about that experience and what's going to be coming up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a very humbling experience, you know, much like playing with or, you know, doing anything with a master of your art form. It's you know, it's quite something to behold.
I would find it nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little, you know, gonna have to be playing drum kit next to Cliff Alexis, and it'll be fun though.
Well, 30th soloing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you guys have like
April 30th.
Yeah, April 30th, and you have Oyster Fest coming up.
Oyster Fest.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. I love that.
That is June 18th. You'll hear it.
You know,
it's Oyster Fest. but that'll be really fun. We have a farmer's market gig, but I do not know the date yet.
But have a look out. Have an ear out.
Yeah, keep your eyes on the.
And let me know when that is, and I'll let everybody else know.
Thanks.
As well.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and like us on Facebook. That would.
And what about?
That would help.
Yeah.
The Pan Fest.
Yeah, there's also the first annual.
Yeah, this Arcata, has been like a long time.
This Humboldt County Pan Festival.
It's a lot of pan in the future, everyone.
That should basically include Pandemic, the HSU band and various, there's a lot of steel pan in school in this area, Blue Lake and Freshwater
and Trinidad,
and Trinidad yeah. elementary schools.
Yeah, there's a lot of pan.
And then I think the invitation's out to the Crescent City School also. They have a pan That's program true, yeah. in Crescent yeah. City also.
So a bunch
yeah,
of
they might come down for that. Yeah.
School bands and the HSU school band and us. Yeah. And so that's May 21st.
In Blue Lake,
yes. Perrigo Park. We're still mm-hmm. sort of getting all that finalized, but that's exciting.
That'll be cool. May 21st in Blue Lake.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there.
Panfest.
Wait, is that the same time over at Kinetics? It's not, though, is it?
I don't know.
Remember.
I hope not.
I'm there unless Ooh. Kinetics.
We should just make a pan kinetic sculpture and just...
Yeah. You just blow across the bay in a giant pan.
We're not going to go in the bay, though. That's too risky.
But no, so part of what's really fun about Pandemic and its previous incarnation, Steel Standing, is that the HSU big band, the massive big band, sort of churns out these, amazing musicians under the guidance of Dr. Eugene Navani. And it's sort of an opportunity to play pan music that is maybe either too complicated to play with a huge band at HSU, or we can just take more liberties as a smaller band to play sort of harder arrangements, different arrangements of popular songs.
Harder and softer.
Yeah.
Some of it's too soft
actually,
to play in a big
Kinetics band. Kinetics is over Memorial Day weekend, right? And so your concert will be the day before.
That sounds good.
Okay. I mean, not the day before, but the weekend before.
And yeah, we're going to deliver a wide variety of material from the Panorama mm-hmm. style, big 10-minute bombastic piece to... smaller jazz arrangements. Yeah. We have a Snarky Puppy arrangement.
That we're very excited about. We have a few originals too. Originals by Matt. Originals mm-hmm. by Dan and Brett. By Brett.
They're mostly original arrangements. Like most of our tunes are at least arranged by a band member. Yeah. So.
Okay. Cool. Well, do you want to play a little bit more since you brought the tenor pan all the way up here?
We just sing a cappella.
Sing our part.
It must be weird to be the only person having your pan here out of all five of you.
No, I wanna play.
On the whole time, by the way.
Oh, no. Of course.
Get those backgrounds.
This is our opportunity to do the a cappella pan band we've always wanted. We've always dreamt of.
It gets joked about every single rehearsal.
You have to, after Cliff's performance this morning, you have to have him in it.
Oh, yes, he's a...
We've developed a new niche. Yeah.
All right, well, go on out. See Pandemic Steel Band coming up tonight at 10 p.m. on over at Humbrews. It's $10. Anything else? Any last words?
Oof. Last words. Come see
for yourself what the steel pan can do.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you. Awesome. And I'll put this up on khem.com.
Perfect.
By the way.
Oh, right on.
Excellent.
Right.
Thank you.
So much.
I'm afraid I got myself into a pickle with this one, but if I have guests and they want to request a song on their way out, you have to introduce it.
I see.
So go ahead.
All right, well, what you're about to hear is a song by a Trinidadian calypso artist named Baron, and the song is called This Melody Sweet. And if you like it, come check us out playing our own version of it at Humbrews tonight.
And if you can understand the lyrics, then it's about how awesome pan music is, and so hopefully you feel that.